23-134, the complainant is Drain Department, Dr. Jennifer Johnson, BMD. On March 27, 2023, Baylor, a 3.5-year-old female German Shepherd, was presented to respondent for a dental procedure. The procedure was performed and the dog was discharged later that day. Complainant reported that the dog took 2 days to recover from the procedure. After reviewing the invoice, he was concerned with the amount of medications that were administered to the dog. Complainant visited the premises to voice his concerns. Hospital manager was not available when he arrived, so she attempted to call complainant later and could not reach him to discuss. Respondent was a relief veterinarian. She was not told about the complainant's concerns with respect to the dog's recovery until receiving the complaint. And the case concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation, and the motion was approved with a vote of 4-0.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. We have no complainant and no respondent present, and Dr. James, you are the lead.
So, I mean, this is an unfortunate case that kind of happens with relief veterinarians from time to time where something happens and then they leave the clinic and unfortunately don't ever get told that anything ever transpired. Because I do believe that had Dr. Johnson had known about this, we may not be here discussing it today. In looking at the response and the case and the anesthetic protocol, I mean, I can certainly see where an owner might be like, oh my gosh, there was a lot given, but everything was done appropriately from what I can tell. I don't see anything in there that made me go, oh, this is a cause of this dog having a delayed recovery from anesthesia. So I don't actually see a violation and would make a motion that we support the investigative committee's findings of no violations in 23-134.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion.
It's really good protocol to use that type of multimodal approach to an anesthetic.
Yeah, in the whole scheme of things, it should actually be better, right? Because you're trying to reduce the need for other things. So, but that's where I feel like she could have explained this, right? This could have been explained to the owner where they understood what was going on, and she just didn't have that opportunity. But that's not her fault. I don't.
Well,
this is exactly what I do now. I do surgery as a dentist, as a relief vet. You leave. You have no one tells you anything.
But be choosy about where you do relief.
Well, I was going to say, you may choose not to go back to that practice again. But she wouldn't have known that.
No, yeah, well, I mean, but you know.
But I may not
that's
do
that's
a again.
Risk. That's a risk of doing relief, is that if you choose poorly, then this happens.
And the other issue, I believe she used dexmedetomidine as part of it, was not reversed. And sometimes a big dog will have this in and out, a little bit of dysphoria for quite a while, and they just lay down and, if you will, sleep it off. That's what the dog did. It wasn't like the dog was profoundly sedate and depressed for hours on end.
Yeah.
He didn't want to poop.
From the opioids.
Right.
You couldn't get constipated. It happens to people.
Sure.
Okay.
So we have a motion and I think we have a second.
Okay. There's no further discussion. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Case 23-134 is dismissed. Let's do one more. I think we're good. Number 9, 23-136, in regards to Esteban Fernandez, DBM. Tracy will read the summary.
Case 23-136, the complainant is John and Angela Garden, and the respondent is Esteban Fernandez, DBM. On February 28, 2023, Rusty, an approximately 15-year-old male Maine Coon cat, was presented to respondent to evaluate a length of the right rear leg that had developed the previous day. Respondent examined the cat, radiographs and a thyroid test were performed, an injection of Buprenex was approved and administered to the cat to reduce the pain and stress of the radiographs. Based on the respondent's finding, his primary rule-out was an injured intervertebral disc. The cat's thyroid was low, therefore adjustments were made to the cat's methimazole dose. The cat was prescribed prednisone syrup and gabapentin, and the cat was discharged. Complainant stated in their complaint that the cat was lethargic and would not eat or drink after the Buprenex injection. The cat's condition continued to decline, and the cat passed away 3 days later, which complainant attributed to the injection of Buprenex. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded that the board dismiss this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 4-0.
Okay, thank you. We have no complainant and no respondent present, and Dr. James, you are the lead on this one.
So this case was a little bit troubling for me, and if anybody saw, I believe I got through the recordings and everything, but I just, if anybody saw somewhere that I'm missing, whether additional diagnostics were offered to this owner, it would be helpful to know that, because I'm a little concerned that we have a 15-year-old cat that presented, had lost 2 pounds in about 4 months, and it's a small cat anyway. I believe it was like went from 7 pounds to 5 pounds, if I'm remembering this correctly. So a significant amount of weight loss. It was noted underweight, had a temp of 103.9, has back pain, has a heart murmur, and we did the T4 and that's it. We didn't do additional diagnostics or offer additional diagnostics from what I can tell. And I think that to me is a concern that I would like to hear more about, unless I just missed it.
I have some of the same concerns and a few more. I question the diagnosis, disc disease, I question that. The radiographs demonstrated severe degenerative joint disease of the right stifle, and the left stifle looked pretty good. There was no notation of that. That knee was very, very diseased. The T4, I got totally confused on that. They had the results of the T4 as high normal in the gray zone for a hyperthyroid was the result, but the respondent reduced the methimazole, stating the T4 was low. Is that the way you interpreted?
Yes, and I didn't understand that.
I didn't understand that at all. It came back high normal. If it was the first time, you'd be a little bit worried that you were headed that way, but for a follow-up, that's pretty good. Why would you change the dose? Especially saying it was actually gray zone high, but the record indicated it was low.
It was not consistent in that at all.
Yeah. There wasn't any concern in the record for the 103.9 temp that you indicated. In my experience, opioids in geriatric cats can cause severe sedation, especially with comorbidities. Organ failure, I question anemia in this cat. Old cats with anemia, and that also could explain the murmur. May not have had heart disease, may have just been very anemic, which many geriatric cats are. But like you said, we didn't do even a CBC, just a T4.
And we lost 2 pounds.
And it lost weight, and we had no,
and I get
no CBC,
thyroid, but
and no organ. Although following up with the thyroid was fine. It would have been helpful if the conclusions were clear. There was no documentation or discussion about cardiac disease. Anemia is, like I said, possible reason for the murmur, and you give an opioid under these circumstances is not appropriate. And the cat did exactly what a cat would do. If it was anemic, had comorbidities, declining, weight lost, and you give it an opioid,
all right,
put so it simply, they're going to crash for a while.
Maybe a long while. So, in the case of 23-136, I would make a motion that we move this to an informal.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second to move case 23-136 to an informal. Is there any further discussion?
I have a quick question. I thought Maine Coon cats were a large breed. Is that not
usually?
In general, yes.
This was a mix. So.
This was a mix. Okay.
I saw somewhere it said just said Maine Coon. Somewhere else it said mix.
Okay. And a hyperthyroid one. Okay. All those in favor of moving to an informal, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. All right. now let's go ahead and go back to section number 3, to our informal interviews. We are now on item number 2, 23.112, in regards to Jessica Siebel, DBM.